Music is literal vibration. It creates frequency that can affect us at both a molecular and spiritual level. Through music, we absorb the very resonance of our ancestors, the frequencies they passed down through time. It is how they told stories and how they chose to decorate sacred moments by weaving silence into song. I have yearned my entire life to find ancestral music, but in Ishim Uleyu, indigenous music has endured a long, organized attempt to silence it. If you take away a people's music, you take away one of their most potent medicines, a living conduit to their ancestors and identity. The marimba is the heart of Maya cultural music, yet during the Guatemalan genocide, it was aggressively suppressed. Indigenous music gatherings were banned, marimba players were targeted and killed. Yet still, through profound resilience, the Maya people continue to play, refusing to let their rhythms die. I was lucky to learn some of these cultural songs with my teacher, Andres, whom I met at a community cultural exhibit. He teaches traditional marimba to children in his village, ensuring the next generation inherits this legacy. Every time marimba is played, it becomes an act of resistance, a reclamation of cultural memory, and a prayer for the grandparents whose music was silenced.